commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
Today, a follow-up on yesterday's commentary. Congressman Ron Kind shouldn't have anything to worry about. He doesn't have an opponent yet. And with Stevens Point and Wisconsin Rapids added to his district, the Wisconsin 3rd is more Democrat-friendly than ever before. Yet Kind is one of 39 Democrats who voted for the Keep Your Insurance bill that the White House claimed was not necessary after their Fox fix from last week. I think this is extraordinary, especially since this bill will never become law and probably won't even come up for a vote in the U.S. Senate. This is a case of getting on the record. Kind wants to be on the record as breaking ranks with President Obama. Just like the Obama fix doesn't work, the vote doesn't work either. Democrats voted for Obamacare, so they're trying to undo a mess that they created, and that's shaky ground to run on. You can imagine the attack campaign commercial. Ron Kind got it wrong the first time. Now he's voting to undo his mistake. Can you afford two more years of Ron Kind's wrong votes? Maybe a photograph of Congressman Kind standing next to President Obama would flash across the screen. There is a fork in the road coming up for the White House. In one direction is increased subsidies. Congressional Republicans will balk, so the White House would have to prepare an attack dog strategy. It would go along the lines of, we've figured out how to make health care work if only Congress will stop blocking us. That strategy might shift some of the blame, but it probably won't get a bill to the president's desk. The other choice is more radical, but has a better chance of working. Suppose the White House raises the white flag on Obamacare and says it would now support repealing the law. There'd be a big catch. Republicans would be told they have to prepare a substitute bill that becomes the new law, supposedly with bipartisan support that would take effect immediately. The president would still get credit for enacting health care reform. After all, it happened while he was in office. He would also have to share the credit for what works, and he'd have to swallow hard. But he would also have the rest of his term to pursue an agenda, something that he can't do with the way things are now.